Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Mully and Hanley talk Cubs postseason baseball. Mornings live at 5 here on The Score.
The Cubs are playing their best baseball for the last 3 weeks. It's terrific and, different guys stepping up.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score. Now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Playoff Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, and Plumbers911Chicago.com. And now, your host, Mark Grody.
Game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals. The Cubs lead the series 2-1. The scheduled pitchers for today, Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark, as we welcome you in to Cubs baseball. I am Mark Grody on a cloudy, cool day in Wrigleyville, and we have been told that this game will not start on time. It is supposed to start at 4:38, and that is not going to happen. I can tell you that it at least in this portion of Chicago, Wrigleyville, it is not raining right now, but I know just from hearing the reports from everybody on Twitter and just looking at our radar, there is definitely rain in the area, and it is going to make its way here. The grounds crew, again, working on the infield. Presumably, they will put the tarp down eventually before the rain falls. So the good news is that when and if the rain does stop, that they'd be able to lift the tarp, and the field would probably take, not as much maintenance as it normally would. They obviously would still have to wait to get the rain out of the outfield. But you know what? We're not going to jump the gun, because there has not been a drop of rain so far that has fallen on Wrigley Field. But we are standing by for it. We will let you know exactly what is going on as we bring in Ron Coomer. And Ron, what is your feel for today? I mean, with a playoff game, do you think that there, obviously it looks like that if it does rain, that they would prefer to let this game be delayed as opposed to a start and stop scenario? They would have the option too of completely scrapping it and playing the game tomorrow. But what do you think they are thinking down in the field right now?
I think the ultimate scenario that they're trying to avoid is the start and stop, right? To get the starting pitchers cranked up. Play 2 innings, let's say, and then have, a major rain delay, and then get back into possibly getting a window to play 2 hours later. And then both teams lose their starting pitcher. And for the Cubs, that's the worst-case scenario they could have, right? So that's what I think Major League Baseball is trying to avoid. It would not surprise me at all if in an hour from now or an hour and a half they bang this game and you play tomorrow. I know, if you're the Nationals, I would assume that is exactly what they want to have happen. But we'll just have to see. It's like we said, like you said here, it hasn't started raining there yet.
Right.
And the field is in playing condition right now. They're going to put the tarp on, I would assume, very shortly. And then, when it is capable to play the field, they'll roll the tarp off, and in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they'll be playing.
Sure, and I have to say, too, I mean, maybe their forecast, they are so sure of it, like as to when the rain would start, that there is very little urgency right now from the grounds crew in terms of, like, usually when there's imminent rain, you see them all gathered around the tarp and everybody's just ready for it. Right now they're just, you know, they're putting the diamond dry on the field. They're getting the field ready like they would for any day. There are some guys kind of casually standing around the tarp right now, but it seems like they have a pretty good gauge on what's going to go down.
Yeah, I you know, our grounds crew is one of the best in baseball, if not the best, with all the changing conditions you have here around Wrigley, this close to Lake Michigan. So they have been very good, and we know that. I trust those guys. When they say something's going to happen here around Wrigley, we go with it, and they're, you know, 99% of the time they're right on. So I would agree. I think they're going to finish, you know, lining the field and the batter's boxes, and then they'll put the tarp on and, you know, we'll see if we play. I'm going to guess. If I was a betting man, I'd say we're probably not going to play, would be my guess.
All right. We will talk about what might happen today in our pitching matchups, Jake Arrieta and Tanner Roark, which the Arrieta portion of which it looks like it would stay even if this game is tomorrow, according to our Bruce Levine. Obviously, Dusty Maker would probably make a change tomorrow. Would not be Tanner Roark. It would be Steven Strasburg. So obviously that would work in Washington's favor. Coom, let's go back to yesterday's game, though, if we can, for a minute. The Cubs, the 2-1 win over Washington. You know, I think a combined 7 hits, obviously combined 3 runs, but so many things occurred in this game. And I threw this question out to the audience yesterday because there were so many things that went down. As you were walking out of the ballpark yesterday or getting into your car, what was it that stood out to you? What was the part where you said, wow, or you said, man, we dodged that bullet? What do you think, the first thing you think of when you think of yesterday's game?
I think of the will to want to win with this Cubs team. To be honest, you know, the first two games the Cubs outplayed Washington and really, really outplayed them, right? And you ended up splitting in Washington. Well, yesterday's game, Washington outplayed the Cubs. There's no doubt. But that doesn't matter when it comes down to wins and losses. You can outplay a team and still lose. And I think the Cubs will to want to win a game and do what it's going to take to win a game. They made some physical mistakes, as we saw, some errors. The Schwarber error, Zoe made an error. There were mistakes made on the bases that cost the Cubs base runners and got Washington out of innings. But the one thing this team does not do, they, you know, and we've got it right on our rigs, Mark, they don't quit, right?
Right.
And I think you saw that yesterday, a team with that championship blood in them, that they are going to play all 27 outs, and they did that yesterday very, very well.
There's something unprecedented just occurred. Pat Hughes making his way to his broadcast position. Not only a dry dog, Coom, an extra dry dog, according to Pat Hughes.
Well, congratulations to him. I hope he enjoys. It's also a monumental day because it's the first time he's used his voucher
really?
In three playoff seasons. So
a thumbs up from Pat Hughes, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations to Mr. Hughes.
Yeah.
He is now officially part of the concession stand food playoff baseball group.
This is a big moment for Pat Hughes, yeah. As we all stare at him while he eats his hot dog. Could be a long day here, so there could be a lot of filling up and extra calories that occur over here in Cubs Radio today, and that's okay. Let's act as if we're going to play a game today,
yep.
Though, Coom, and let's do our keys to the game. It is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, Mark, let's go right to what you're saying. I think that's what you said of let's think that we're going to play a game. To me, as a ball player, as a guy in that clubhouse right now, that is the only thing you can think of, is that you are playing a game. You can't be concerned about the weather. You can't be concerned about any of the anything that we are talking about up here, about the scenarios of what if. All you think about as a player is, we are playing today, just tell me what time. And you keep that sharpness mentally of being able to play and ready to play. So that's first. And then, you know, the key obviously for Jake, he hasn't thrown a lot of baseball in the last 5 weeks, so command of his pitches is vital for him. He is extremely healthy compared to where he's been in the last 5 weeks, is everything we've been told, and just talking to Jake in just body language, you know he's feeling good, so that's a big plus. So command for Jake is huge. And then for the hitters, You know, I really feel with Tanner Roark, keeping Roark in the zone, he's going to sink or slider you, and then he throws the elevated fastball, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got a good arm. If you can keep Roark with that sinker or slider and pick one side of the plate or the other, that usually helps against the sinker slider guy. I think the Cubs offense is going to do well today.
Ron, thank you for your time. We may bring you back in a little bit later on here on the now extended pregame show. But in the meantime, go get yourself a dry dog, kid.
I'm all good on dry dogs. We went with the burgers today, Dave Miska and I.
Nice.
The burgers have been very good in the win-loss column for the Chicago Cubs. So we have stayed with the burgers. We have another name for them here in the booth, but we'll stick with burgers, and all has been good.
Do you put ketchup on your burger?
That's awfully personal.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we do during rain delays. We get personal.
I mean, ask Miska.
We cover it all. We cover it all. All right, I don't know what kind of... Whoa, Pat has lost his dog. Hot dog overboard. Oh, no. Oh, just the wrapper. Okay. You should have signed that wrapper. Some lucky fan could have received a Pat Hughes hot dog wrapper, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, get what's that, Pat?
Pat the Rapper.
You know what?
We got Rock and Roll Miska and Pat the Rapper. There you go, Mark. You got two nicknames now you've come up with.
We are just getting started here on the pregame show, folks. This is worse. It is right now. It is 4:07 Chicago time, and we're slap happy already.
We're game ready right now.
Oh, let's do this, man. You know what? Coming up next, it's Chris Bozzio on The Score on the Cubs Radio Network.
The most Cubs playoff talk anywhere at the Bernstein and Golf Show afternoons 1 to 6 on The Score.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage. And they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only, gas dryer extra, see store for details. Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Work you deserve.
Mark Grody with you here at Wrigley Field. It's the Cubs Nationals game 4 of the NLCS. The 4:38 game that will not be starting at 4:38. We have been told there will be a delay in that start time because of the rain that is supposed to be here. It has not rained yet. As a matter of fact, the tarp is not on the field. A couple grounds crew members fidgeting with the tarp around the mound right now. I think they're just folding it up. There are several grounds crew members standing around the tarp sort of in a casual manner right now. The field looks absolutely pristine, as it always does. So again, if they do put the tarp down and then the rain starts and stops, take the tarp off, and the field will be in good shape, and the delay getting the field ready again would not be too long. But we'll take this one step at a time. For now, it is our time to hear from Cubs pitching coach Chris Bozzio as we get ready for Arrieta and Mr. Roark, sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. It is our guy, Cubs TV play-by-play man,
Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. What a ball game. We've said that a lot here lately, and it goes back to our daily conversation, and that is the starting pitching giving you a chance every single game.
Yeah, we hung in there. It's just one of those games where you go home and you're like, wow, you know, what a game to win. Two great teams, great atmosphere. Couldn't have had a better atmosphere. And I mean, I tell you what, there was both starting pitchers pitched like warriors out there, and it was really fun game to be a part of.
I've been talking to a few people about how games usually go, and when a series is such that it's 6-5 every night, one team scores and you go, okay, we're going to get them back. But I mean, my stomach is just churning the whole day when nobody's scoring, because it does feel like every play becomes that much more important.
Well, every play becomes important, and overcoming, you know, a lot of adversity yesterday was huge. You know, somehow we won that game. I think our experience in these kind of games really showed up, because we at times were our own worst enemy. But, you know, nevertheless, hung in there, really, you know, grinding that thing out, and just that never say die, that never quit, you know, attitude that we have, especially here at home. In the atmosphere that we had in a tremendous game, you know, not only to be a part of, to coach, to watch, just to watch the players' attitude, their enthusiasm, their just everything involved. I mean, it was just an absolute incredible atmosphere, and obviously winning the game was really special.
Exciting to see Jake out there this evening. Go get him.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bosio. Mark, back upstairs to you.
Gentlemen, thank you. Again, the rain not falling here. Wrigley Field, we have been told that the start of this game will be delayed, though, no matter what. So game will not start at 4:38. A lot of fans are in their seats right now, obviously entered the ballpark. I assume that there is many in the tunnel right now at the concessions and the facilities, and maybe even outside of the ballpark still. But honestly, a good amount of people in the stands right now. And as I'm looking out beyond first base now, I see the grounds crew beginning to put the tarp on the field. Heel toe. I don't know how to do grounds crew play-by-play very well, Miska. But yeah, they are taking their spots right now, and it looks like they're going to put the tarp on the field. So they have a pretty good idea that the green is on its way. And when I say the green, that is the radar. We all have our radars these days. And yes, the tarp is going on the field as we speak. Plan your 2018 spring travel to Sloan Park with Cubs destinations. Travel packages include tickets, hotel tours, Cubs swag, and a private player meet and greet. For more information, visit Cubs.com/destinations. When we return on the pregame show, and we're staying here no matter what. We're going to stay here. Hopefully there will be baseball. If for some reason they say, you know what, we're going to try to do this game tomorrow, I'm still going to be talking Cubs with you until at least 6 o'clock tonight. So don't worry, there will be in some way, shape, or form Cubs talk happening. Hopefully it will be play-by-play with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Coming up next, Jake Arrieta, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Must-listen coverage of every Cubs playoff game. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on the Score.
This season, hit a home run with the pros at Lakeshore Recycling Systems, who expertly handle your recycling and waste diversion needs. LRS provides market-wide construction and demolition removal, roll-off dumpster container services, portable restroom rental, street sweeping, on-site storage rental, and comprehensive waste and recycling collection services. Serving tens of thousands of customers across Chicago. LRS is the largest independently held waste hauler in Illinois with over 700 dedicated employees. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
I bet you wonder what you're gonna see today.
So, what kind of mood you in today?
No idea. That's why I love Goodwill.
Maybe go plaid and black jeans.
Oh, that's cute.
Cause every time that you go in, you start all over again.
Or this dress and these shoes.
It's Goodwill. Get it all.
Visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
Majestic Star Casino brings you $5 blackjack.
$5? Big whoop.
Okay, when was the last time you spent $5 in grandiose fashion?
I bought some fish lighters last week and dandruff shampoo yesterday, all under $5.
No, having bubble guts and sleeping in your own skin chips is not grandiose. But playing $5 blackjack at Majestic Star Casino is.
Visit MajesticStarCasino.com for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Funkaway, a proud new sponsor of Cubs Radio. If you haven't tried Funkaway, you need to. Here's the deal. It's an odor eliminator for clothes, gear, and footwear. This stuff really works. Unlike flowery sprays that just try to cover up foul odor, Funkaway is formulated with the patented OM complex that isolates and then eliminates the funk. I'm sure the clubhouse guys wish I had this in my playing days. Don't just cover up foul odors. Defunkify them with Funkaway. Get yours at Funkaway.com.
This game is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks, proud legacy partner of the Chicago Cubs and the exclusive home of Cubs checking and Cubs debit cards. Visit wintrust.com/cubs for more information. Member FDIC.
Tarp is down here at Wrigley Field, so game four of the National League Division Series is going to be delayed. Cubs and Nationals, this game supposed to have started at 4:38. That's not going to happen. That rain that is in the suburbs is quickly making its way here, so thanks for everybody and all the reports out there. Dave White and Adam Harris, you guys are just the best. Really appreciate everybody with their feedback on what's going on weather-wise. Unfortunately, a delay occurring here at Wrigley Field. The good part is I get you a little bit longer. I get to talk to Cubs fans, and later on, we will open the phone lines for you. 312-644-6767. As a matter of fact, if you want to start getting in early, you can, so we can talk Cubs baseball, talk about the postseason and everything that is going on. Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark today. All right, the business of baseball now is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. And business is business, as they say, as in Jake Arrieta becomes a free agent after this season, a melancholy storyline which is difficult to avoid.
I've talked kind of at length about this, just trying to take everything in, look around a little bit more, trying to, you know, kind of capture some mental images of Wrigley and the fan base and my teammates and just to try and remember as much as I can about, you know, these last couple weeks, if it's my last time in this uniform. It's going to be special, that's for sure. This entire year has been incredible. being able to get to the postseason 3 years in a row in this organization, from where we came when I got over here in 2013, has been tremendous. And I've met some incredible people. I was welcomed in this organization from the get-go, and you know, I'm very thankful for you know, Jed and Theo bringing me over here and giving me another opportunity to kind of revamp my career. So these next few days are going to be extremely special, and if we're fortunate enough to get past these guys like I feel we are, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to enjoy the last few weeks.
That is Jake Arrieta, scheduled to start the game today. It would be his first start since September 26th. Of course, you know that he's been dealing with the right hamstring issue. I talked to him the other day in Washington, D.C., after he'd thrown a side session, and he says that was a couple days ago, and he told me he feels 100%. There'll be no limitations on him, and he said that was the first time that he had felt that way since experiencing that hamstring injury, which was in Pittsburgh, and it just looked bad when it occurred, but he is feeling good, ready to go. Tanner Roark, 1-0 with a 2.84 ERA against the Cubs this year. He's on the other side pitching for the Washington Nationals. Our injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, there are no injuries to speak of, and that is good news. Coming up next on the show, I caught up with Carl. Carl Edwards Jr. is next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
It's time to take your protein game to the next level. Vital Proteins, the official collagen of the Chicago Cubs, is knocking it out of the park with a limited-time offer on their just-released Pro Series Collagen and Protein Supplements. Go to vitalproteins.com/cubs to take advantage of this offer. Developed to help you push the limits of your performance every day. Gluten-free, no added sugar, and paleo-friendly. Just add water, shake it up, and stay fit. Go to vitalproteins.com/cubs now.
Here's a smart way to save. A ComEd smart meter provides access to online tools and programs that can help you save on your energy bill. Learn more at ComEd.com/smart meter.
Lots of fans in the stands here despite the tarp being down the field at Wrigley Field. So game four of this National League Division Series. No, I know. I kept saying NLCS. I don't feel like that's the worst mistake I've ever made, though. The Cubs lead this NLDS 2-1. Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark today. And, you know, I mean, there's several potential scenarios for this day in particular. You know, it could, the rain could start, it could stop, and we could begin the game. We could have a good old-fashioned delay in the game once it starts, and they would carry it over until tomorrow. They could scrap the whole thing, and we would play all nine tomorrow. So we are waiting for the same information that you are. What we can tell you for sure is that this game will not start at 4:38, that the tarp is down on the field. The rain has not begun yet, but clearly it is imminent that it will be splashing down on Wrigley Field at some point in time. Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24-7, Plumbers911Chicago.com. A big time eighth inning for Carl Edwards Jr. yesterday. Clean 1-2-3. And he was calling it a make good for game two, where it all went wrong.
Yeah, it was a lot of redemption. Just because, you know, I gave it up pretty much that game. I mean, they came back and tied it up on a two-run homer by Harper. But that was all I was thinking about was, you know, just keeping my team in it, giving us a chance. And when I came off the field, that's, you know, that's what all the excitement was about, because we had just, you know, scored one, and then it was a shutdown inning. And that really gave me, you know, gave me a boost. And I think just my excitement coming off, you really gave the team a boost too. And the crowd got into it, and it was very exciting.
You breathe? You got that breathe down?
Yeah, I had to get that down. Oof, it was tough, man, but hey, it happens.
The crowd, you just mentioned them, was that as energetic or as pumped up as you felt them in a game in which you have pitched?
Yes, 100%. By far, the like, when I came out that mound, it was like when they roar, it was like something came from the ground through my body. It was amazing.
Ground through your body, so you felt like a vibration.
Yeah, I felt every voice, every roar in here last night.
What about offensively when Albert Almora Jr. gets the hit, the Anthony Rizzo hit as well, same thing?
It was, I mean, the thing is like when you come here, it's kind of remind me of how they say the Seattle Seahawks are, the 12th man. I felt like it was like 10 people, 11 people on this field last night.
That's awesome. And hey, everybody loves Kyle Hendricks, but you guys don't want to see Kyle Hendricks pitching again in this series, do you?
Nah, we don't want to see him pitching again this series. We're ready for the next one.
That's Carl Edwards Jr. Yeah, yesterday was a big day for him just because of what had happened in game two. 1-2-3 ninth, he was pumped up. How about all the pumped up moments that occurred yesterday? Carl Edwards Jr., Albert Almora Jr., and then Anthony Rizzo as well. There were some wow moments. This place was charged. And Carl Edwards Jr. is right. There is a vibration that occurs here at Wrigley Field when big things happen. You could actually literally feel it in the press box. So some great moments yesterday for sure. Highly entertaining. And coming up next with more on yesterday and today, it is Cubs manager Joe Maddon as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Time anywhere. Spiegel and Parkins talk Cubs postseason baseball, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score. Live with Ian Happ.
What do you have, 0.4 seconds to react? 0.2 to make a decision? 2/10 of a second to make a decision?
That doesn't sound easy.
I don't think so.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
To find one near you.
On a piece of Cubs history, several sections of Wrigley Field seats have been, or will be, removed. These seats are now available to purchase in sets of 2. Visit Cubs.com/seat sale for more information. As we welcome you back to Wrigley Field, I'm Mark Brody. It is the pregame show. It would appear that there is a light rain falling right now at Wrigley Field, unless my eyes are deceiving me. The tarp is down on the field. The start of this game will be delayed. We know that. It's supposed to start at 4:38. That is not going to happen. Obviously, they are hoping they can wait this out, and we get the proverbial window so we can watch and have and bring to you game 4 of the National League Division Series, with the Cubs leading it 2-1. Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will be along in just a little bit with more information. But right now, it is time for the Joe Show, the Joe Maddon Manager Show, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul, and by General RV, Illinois' number one motorhome dealer, west of Woodfield Mall on I-90. And here once again is Ron Coomer.
Joe, yesterday's ball game, kind of like the series, is great ball games. You got a great pitched game from both sides, a couple big hits, and some crazy, intense Wrigley Field fans really made the environment just electric.
Bizarrely good. You know, it's awesome to be out there under those circumstances, and our fans are a big part of it, no question. The way our guys have been playing for the last month or 6 weeks, a really good Washington team, Scherzer with the bad hammy, Quintana making another great start. Everything was present yesterday. Coming from behind again, and you know, picking up Schwarbs with the fly ball, and it's just so many wonderful little subplots on Moore's at bat, and then Anthony finding the Bermuda Triangle out there in short left center field. All good stuff.
Quintana yesterday, a lot was talked about his first playoff start. Really good, flying colors, right?
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, I thought he was good. The first two pitches were really well thrown where he wanted to. Then I think he tried to elevate, was like really high, and I think, okay. But then after that, he really got into the groove really well. The fly ball that to Schwarbs, when I took him out, right, I really had Zimmerman, Strope set up for Zimmerman to begin with. So even if it was a single, he was coming out of that game. It just happened to be an error. But I thought he was outstanding. His stuff was good. Curveball was good. I thought, yes, everything was good. Changeup was good, and command of his fastball was good.
You spoke of Anthony. He's been red hot in this series. But the thing to me is giving into the game and taking what they give you and hitting the ball the other way instead of trying to hook something. Left on left, pretty big swing of the bat.
Beautiful. I mean, that's what I actually was talking, I think, about that before the game with the press room. That's what makes him so good. Hitters like him is that they're willing to use the whole field. I mean, there's so many positive things happening on the other side, and guys get in that pull mode, home run mode, rollover mode, all those negative modes. So Anthony's been that guy since I've met him here, and another big hit.
Today, you got Jake on the mound. Jake is coming off some injury issues with his legs. What are your thoughts on Jake today?
Rock and roll. I think he's ready. I know he's ready. I mean, he feels great. I mean, it's like I don't see the leg hammy as being an issue anymore. I think it's healed. It's kind of like Contreras, he's healed. He's ready to go. How long? It's up to him. I don't know. I'll watch it very closely. I think, you know, he's been throwing oftener a lot. I really anticipate good stuff today. I think his arm feels great and his leg feels great.
Good luck today.
Gracias, socio.
That's Cubs manager Joe Maddon as we get you ready for Cubs and Nationals. Hopefully at some point in time today, game will be delayed. Will not start at 4:38. That's all we know right now. Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark. That is the scheduled pitching matchup. And when we return, we will zero in on those two pitchers, Arrieta and Roark. And I also will give you my pick to perform for the Cubs and Nationals today on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Must-listen coverage of every Cubs playoff game. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on 670.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week in 1903, the Pilgrims beat the Pirates in the first World Series. This week in 1914, the Boston Braves sweep the Philadelphia A's, the first sweep in World Series history. Joe Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game. This week in 1915, the Yankees became the first team to win 10 World Series. This week in 1943, this week in 1947, had the first NHL All-Star game. This week in 1968, had the first time a woman lit the Olympic flame. Frank Robinson became the first black baseball manager. This week in 1974.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Cubbies. Well, we are under delay here at Wrigley Field. I guess you can't say that officially yet because it's 4:35 right now, Chicago time, and this game was supposed to start, or is supposed to start at 4:38. We have it on good info that it will not happen. And it feels like it just, like, within the last 30 seconds, it feels like it just got cooler and a little bit more breezy as well. And it is getting dark here at Wrigley Field. The lights are on. A lot of fans in the seats right now as they are hoping and wanting baseball just like we do. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will be along here in just a little bit. Our pitching matchups are sponsored by Menard. Save big money on all your home improvement needs. It is Jake Arrieta scheduled to start today for the Cubs. He did lose to Washington, but that was back on June 27th at Nationals Park. Allowed 5 runs on 6 hits, 6 walks over 4 innings in that game. This would be his first start since September 26th. As you know, he's been dealing with the right hamstring issue. Told me the other day that he is feeling 100%. So hopefully we see full force Jake Arrieta, who has been very good throughout this season. Tanner Roark is the scheduled starter for the Nationals today. First half of the season was rough for him. Had a 5.27 earned run average. After the All-Star break, he got things in shape, tightened it up a little bit, and has had a 3.90 ERA. Our pick to perform is sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. Chris Bryant, 5-for-11 against Tanner Roark with a home run. He is our pick to perform today. Our scoreboard is sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online and pick up at the new drive-through service. Game 5 of the American League Division Series. That Division Series tomorrow in Cleveland, Yankees and Indians. CeCe Sabathia against Corey Kluber. The winner plays Houston in the American League Championship Series as the Astros took out the Boston Red Sox. Meantime, if you haven't heard by now, the Dodgers did beat the Diamondbacks last night 3-1 to sweep that series. And so the Los Angeles Dodgers advance to the National League Championship Series to play either the Chicago Cubs or the Washington Nationals. Coming up next on the pregame show, we bring in Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Stand by, fellas. You're next on The Score on the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. An equal housing lender. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
It's now time for Chicago Cubs playoff baseball on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Rizzo drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Go! Lester strikes out all three. Hayward comes in, makes a sliding catch. Bryant cracks one in the air. Deep left field. He's hit another one. At the wall. He's there. He's got it. And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Central Division, what you came in for. Cubs game on The Score.
Cubs playoff baseball is presented to you in part by Verizon, Menards, Agera Energy, Sloan, Plant Moran, Northwestern Medicine, Binney's Beverage Depot, Benjamin Moore, eClick Lending, and Vital Proteins. And now, here's Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air from Wrigley Field in Chicago. It's game 4 of the National League Division Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals. Good afternoon, everybody, along with former Cub and All-Star Ron Coomer. It's Pat Hughes reporting. We wish that we could tell you that it was time for a ball game, but right now we are under a rain delay. And we do not know how long the delay will be. There is no guarantee, to be very frank with you, that this ball game will be played. It is dry right now. There has been the threat of rain virtually all day in the Chicagoland area. It is not yet raining, but the rain is certainly on the way according to every forecast we have read or listened to in the last 24 hours. So the game is under a delay. If and when the game does start, the starting pitchers will be Jake Arrieta for the Cubs and Tanner Roark, an Illinois native, for the Washington Nationals. We're going to go ahead and give you the starting lineups for tonight's game, and then what we will do, if there is a lengthy rain delay, we will give you the lineups again right before the actual first pitch. But the starting lineups are sponsored by Hills Brothers Coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years. It is very cloudy. It's breezy. It is about 20 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. But here are the starting lineups. As the Cubs have a 2-1 lead over the Nationals, Washington will lead off with Trey Turner at shortstop, Jason Wirth in left field, Bryce Harper batting third and playing right field, Ryan Zimmerman, the cleanup man, at first base. Daniel Murphy will bat fifth, Murphy the second baseman, Anthony Rendon at third base, Matt Wieters batting seventh and catching, the center fielder is Michael A. Taylor, and batting ninth, hard-throwing right-hander Tanner Roark. For the Cubs, it'll be John Jay in center, Chris Bryant batting second and playing third base, Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras will hit cleanup and do the Cubs catching, Ben Zobrist in right field, Kyle Schwarber in left. The number 7 batter at shortstop is Addison Russell, Javier Baez at second base, and batting ninth, right-hander Jake Arrieta. So those are the lineups. Ron Coomer and I will return in just a moment. But again, the infield is covered with the gigantic plastic white tarpaulin. This game is under a rain delay here at Wrigley Field. We'll be back and we will sort out our plans. And we invite you to come back right after this on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs fans, we deliver when it comes to Cubs playoff coverage. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. On the spot.com.
Again, we are under a rain delay, or more accurately, a threat of rain delay. The rain has not yet begun, but according to every forecast, it is on the way, and it is supposed to arrive here in the Chicagoland area sometime in the next 15 or 20 minutes. But the game time temperature is always sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. It is 63 degrees here at Wrigley. And we'll wait for the uniform descriptions later on. But, Ronnie, it's always a little bit of a letdown, regular season, preseason, or postseason, when there's a delay, particularly after such an exhilarating ball game that we all saw yesterday.
Boy, one of the best games you could ever be associated with. I mean, it just had a little bit of everything. It had extreme drama. It had big hits. It had some mistakes in the game. It had great pitching. I mean, you talk about just a great, intense ball game. Great fan support. It was really a fun game to be a part of, and then to come today and know we were going to have some inclement weather. And now, you know, the game has been postponed because of it, even though it hasn't started raining yet. But the likelihood of it, very, very, very high. So we are waiting, and it is. It's a little disappointing, but, you know, you can't do anything about it. You just got to be prepared to play.
Ron, you mentioned great pitching. We've had Tom here in the last couple of hours to look over some notes and prepare for tonight's ball game. We've really seen three very similar type games, three pitcher-dominated ball games, which is very common for postseason play. The teams with the best pitching make it into the postseason. Therefore, in postseason games, it's very likely to have low-scoring games. The surprising aspect to me about the low-scoring, yesterday was 2-1. The Cubs win in Washington in the opener was 3-0, and they lost a 6-3 game on Saturday night. Now, that sounds like a fairly high score, but remember, that game was 3-1 Cubs in the bottom of the eighth inning. But it's amazing to me, the weather has been very suitable for a lot of offense, three straight games, and yet the pitchers have still dominated.
Yeah, every ball game we have started here in this playoff series has been started with, it's a really good hitter's day. And somebody forgot to tell the starting pitchers on both clubs that, because I guess it's a really good pitcher's day also, because they have dominated. Lots of strikeouts, pitched ahead in the count, a lot of soft contact, a lot of quick innings for playoff games, if you think of that. How quick these games have gone for playoff baseball. You know, we're accustomed to closing in on four-hour games in the playoffs. They've all been three-hour ball games, so it's really been a pretty well-played series. So, a really well-played series, other than a couple of mistakes in yesterday's game. But the pitching, I really tip your hat. The guys have gone right after the hitters, a lot of early strikes, and it's been fun to watch both teams' pitching staffs.
Now, the Cubs run in two of the three games have not had their first base hit until relatively late in the game. You go back to the opener in Washington, D.C. against Steven Strasburg. The Cubs did not have a hit until there were two outs in the sixth inning. Chris Bryant finally broke up the no-no with an RBI single. And then yesterday, Max Scherzer did not allow a base hit until there was one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And ironically, both of those games where Washington pitchers were flirting with no-hitters, Washington has lost both of those games.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, you wonder if history is going to be made in those games by a no-hitter. And usually, and I would say the vast majority of the time, when you're discussing late in the ball game a no-hitter, that team's going to win. That has not been the case. Yeah. It's been pretty amazing. And I think, Pat, if you think about it, it just goes right back to this Cubs team. They don't quit. They feel like they're in every game, and they feel like they're going to win. If they're close in a ball game, they really have that belief system that they're going to win that game. And I really think yesterday in particular, that will to want to win a ball game and who is going to be the guy to drive in the big run, it was really evident yesterday that they really had that feeling of someone's going to do the big, make the big play, give the big swing, and win a game.
And Ron, you played big league ball for a long time. I've been watching it for my entire adult life. Quite simply, it's difficult to win postseason games. These are the very best teams in the world that are going at it pitch after pitch, day after day. But in the last couple of years, the Cubs have been victorious in many of those close games. And I think that's something you almost have to learn. It's not something you assume. But you look at the faces of the Cubs in those 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, and they don't look uptight. They don't look like they're filled with anxiety. They look like they're filled with determination. And they look very confident. I'm thinking about Ben Zobrist. Yesterday he had the first hit. Later on, Anthony Rizzo drove in the winning run. But those guys almost have gotten to the point now where instead of being nervous in any way, it's almost as if they relish those situations.
Yeah, really does. It's like they thrive on it, and you can see it. And they're expecting, there's two types of teams we've seen this year. The Cubs, where they're expecting something good to happen, and we've both been a part of teams where you watch a team play or you're part of it, and you go, you almost can see that they're expecting something bad to happen. And I think the Cubs are the opposite. I think they're that team that's expecting something good to happen. The other key element, I believe, to that, Pat, is leadership. Leadership from the front office and Joe allowing his young players to play free without feeling like if they make a mistake, they're gonna get benched or they're gonna get, you know, kind of put in the doghouse. I don't think Joe does that. And the other thing, I think they feed off of the older guys that play are very good people and kind of mentors to some of these young guys. And you can see that there's no issue with any of the guys on this 25-man roster.
Yesterday, Kyle Schwarber had the misfortune of making an error, actually a double error on the same play, and that led to an unearned run, the first run of the game. The Cubs then came back and won the game, but you heard from many of his teammates, both immediately after and then in the columns in the paper and online, you read many of the comments saying, we were trying to pick up for Kyle Schwarber, trying to pick him up, and he felt terrible about the error. Who wouldn't in a situation like that? But that was the first thing that Albert Almora said to Len Casper on our postgame show yesterday. He said, we all wanted to pick up Kyle Schwarber. And Albert Almora said he was even thinking of that during his at-bat against Sammy Solis when he had the line drive base hit to tie the game.
Well, there's a group of guys on this club that, to me, I think they all want and appreciate the history of this organization, and they're also really appreciative and understanding of the new history that they're creating in being a winning franchise. And I don't think they like any of, and I know they don't, just in being around them so much, that negative, anything that would be negative that would drag them down. And that would have been one of those plays. If the Cubs lose yesterday and then go on to lose this series, let's say, that would have been a play that would have defined this season and this playoff. That didn't happen yesterday, and all is forgotten. Now you've got a chance to win this round in one game today. I just think that this group really has that positive vibe about them, and that's how they're playing, and that's how they treat and interact with each other.
We are under a rain delay here at Wrigley Field. We are going to be sending it back to Mark Grody, and he will have all kinds of things, interviews, perhaps some phone calls, and we will wait around to see what the decision here is here at Wrigley. It is still not raining, as far as I can tell, but there is a threat of rain delay. So, Ron, one more guy. You mentioned management, very good about keeping guys positive, keeping them involved, feeling like they are an important part of the team. I'm thinking about Carl Edwards Jr. He gave up the devastating home run Saturday night to Bryce Harper. That was the one that tied the game. Then he walked Anthony Rendon, who eventually scored, and that put a loss on the ledger for Carl Edwards Jr., a rough outing for a young guy. But Joe Maddon, sensing how important Carl Edwards has been and will be, and not just this year, he could be a very important guy in the Cubs bullpen for several years to come. But I noticed yesterday, without hesitation, Joe Maddon put Carl Edwards right back in the ball game when it was on the line. It was tied 1-1 in the eighth inning, and Joe gives the ball right back to Carl Edwards, and this time it was a different story. He worked 1-2-3, so he's back to normal.
Yeah, it really is amazing, and it teaches the young players, you know, that what has been preached. You have to play in the moment. If things don't go good, you got to be able to turn the page and move on to the next day if things in the game don't work out real well. And I think Joe Maddon did that, as you pointed out yesterday, with Carl Edwards. And today, when you look at the lineup, who's in left field? Kyle Schwarber's right back out there in left field. And Joe just flat out said earlier today, off the air when we were talking, he expected good things from Kyle. That's just the kind of guy he is. And I thought with Edwards, I thought it was crucial to get him right back out there. And Joe didn't hesitate.
Ronnie, I'm kind of chuckling because as I wrote down Kyle Schwarber's name on my scorecard here, over on the far right side, I put determined at-bats. Now, you never know what's going to happen in a game. And I'm not saying right now that Kyle Schwarber is going to hit a homer or two homers in the game. But when he does come up in this ballgame, whether it's today or tomorrow, if it's rained out, those are going to be some of the most determined at-bats from Kyle Schwarber that we've seen ever.
I couldn't agree more. And I will say this. Because of that error yesterday, right, it changed the strategy of Dusty Baker late in the ballgame, because if you remember, He took out his starting pitcher, Max Scherzer, took him out of the ballgame and brought in a lefty with Schwarber coming up to force Joe Maddon to flip around and bring in Albert Almora. Dusty was thinking the same thing yesterday, and I'm sure he understands that today.
Ron, that's exactly what Dusty Baker said as we bring in Mark Rohde. Dusty said that Kyle Schwarber is a guy with a lot of power, and he said had he left Scherzer in to face Kyle and Kyle hit a home run to win the game, Dusty said he could not have lived with himself had that occurred. But, Mark, we're under a rain delay, and we thank you for...